The happiest place on earth, says the sign there above the entrance to Disney World and Land. Well, that's a cool slogan. And a noble cause to create the happiest place on earth. But it's also a nice metaphor to talk about. So you want to create the happiest place on earth. How to go about it? I mean, really, if we would really want to do that. As far as I understand, Disney had some ambition of really doing that. But the thing is, that the word really or real comes into question when that world that you have built requires a complete underworld under it. Because that's what I read about Disneyland, Disney World, that under the ground is a world as big as that place above ground where all the management takes place. I guess where all the service people have their workshops and the cleaners and all the teams running the whole thing, and the distribution of goods to the shops and restaurants. I mean, just imagine all that is going on under there, hidden from the visitors, and it means it's more of a make-believe world, right? That's the best name for it. So it's a temporary happiness. That cost quite a bit per hour. Now what we could build, some of us, maybe one of those modern super billionaires. I guess there's money beyond anything Disney could even conceive of in the hands of some of those today. Build the happiest place on earth for real, meaning it's sustainable, it's just happy on its own. But meaning that those who live there are happy, actually. I those who are there. Also sustainably, not just for a few hours, not just as a show, but for real. Wouldn't that be interesting? How would that be done? A tourist can come to and look and be happy. And then what could be the greatest? They could bring that with them and make their own happy places. Maybe it's a kind of open source community model or community project. Here, look. I mean, there are these places, there are these organic farms, and even here in Sweden, entire housing areas, suburbs that are like that, sustainable, organic, friendly for the environment. And where even the people help each other. In a kind of supportive community. So it's going on. But what if the billionaires would put their money into such projects? They could grow into towns and cities. As far as that is required to grow such big growth. And not a place where you have to pay hundreds of dollars or euros or whatever to even enter. Making it accessible only to the privileged class of people, but to everyone. And this could be financed so nicely with donations, with income from all kinds of businesses, restaurants and hotels and whatever that you find there. So many tourist attractions that can be done like that for this such a place to finance itself. Now, it may not be a money farm where the billionaires can further increase their excess money. But it could be the greatest philanthropical project giving you a good feeling, a really an effect, probably a lasting name in history, as those who use their power and influence and affluence to make this planet happy, to heal it, if I was a bored was kept bored, if I was a billionaire sitting there with a lot of money thinking what to do with them, I couldn't find a better use.